Hello, this is Zay with Long Island Spanish Construction.
Hey Zay, how you doing? My name is Joey. I was giving you a call from Local Splash. How's your days going so far?
Very good. How about yourself?
It's going pretty well. I appreciate you asking. I was giving you a call here. I apologize for calling out of the blue, but it looks like we spoke to you about a year ago about your business here for V&K Construction NY. Are you still the business owner for it?
I am not, no.
No. Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, I was calling you because I think last year you might have been, just because it looks like you might have been interested in some marketing for that business. So are you guys closed down, or did you go into like a different business venture?
Yeah. So I'm on my own now with my own company. But, you know, marketing wise, I'm pretty much, you know, okay. But if you want, you can send me an email of what you guys do again. That's where I can, you know, maybe use you guys in the future.
Oh, got it. Okay. Well, congratulations on starting your own company. So your own, like, is it just you, or do you have like a team of guys that you're with right now?
Yeah. It's my company. I'm going to give you my email. So if you want to send me over an email, you can. All right.
An email for what exactly?
No, I'm saying if you would like, I don't know if there was any information you want to email me over. This way, if I need you in the future, I can always, you know, look back at any email and,
gotcha.
You know, have you on record or something.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I can send that to you. We typically don't send out emails only because it's only based on availability. So the only reason that I called you now is because there's a spot that's open in our company. Once we fill it, we close it. We don't call in your area anymore. If you ever wanted, I can send you an email that has like basically, you know, what we do. If you want to give us a call at any point to check to see if we have any availability, you're more than welcome to do so. But I was really just calling you because we spoke to you last year. Yeah, it looks like nothing really happened, and then we just had some availability. So I'm just calling from the top of the list, people that were interested at one point, and then working my way down. But basically what we're doing right now is we get you guys listed on the first page of Google, and we get you listed on the first page of Google. We can help you build a website and then also do marketing for social media as well. So are you currently, like, do you have somebody doing your marketing right now? Like, how do you typically get your business?
I mean, I taught myself, and I also have, like, basically an assistant that does it for me.
Okay.
But, you know, a lot of people tried, you know, contacting me about marketing in the past.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
It cost me an arm and a leg, and you know, it wasn't efficient. That's why when people call me about marketing, it's like I don't want to hear from anybody anymore, because, you know, I've done it in the past a lot of times, and I wasted $1,000, you know, but it was a risk, right?
Yeah, you're right. You know, as a business owner, you technically do have to take that risk. You know, when it comes to marketing, it is all about working with the right company. So I completely understand what you're saying. It'd probably be more effective and less expensive than having an assistant do it, just because I don't know how many hours that they're putting into it a day. But basically, once we get you listed on Google, I mean, we've been around for 19 years. We're a Google channel partner, and the majority of our business comes specifically from Google, right? Like, if somebody were to type in a specific keyword, I don't know, have you ever had somebody do that before, that type of marketing? Or?
I don't really think so, no.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, because depending on the marketing you're doing, you're right. Like, if you paid somebody to build a website, you could spend like $2,000 on a website, and then you don't get any business from it. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, what do I got to do about the website? Oh, well, you have to do marketing for it. Okay. Now you're spending like $300-$400 a month on marketing for a website. And it's like, oh, well, it takes a couple of months to do it. And you're like, man, I'm like $5,000 in a hole. I haven't seen any return on it. Very normal for that to happen. With Google, it is a little bit different. Because I'm sure you used Google before, right? Like, if somebody,
yeah.
Like, what type of construction you currently do right now with it? Because I only have information from the old business. I don't have your, so just give me like one thing that you guys do.
I mean, I am a GC, but if you want, you can do like, you know, put, I don't know, drywall, something simple.
Okay, perfect. Let's say drywall, right? So let's say I'm a client. Let's say I'm a customer, right? And let's say I actually do own a home, right? And let's say I need a drywall repair. Well, I don't know any drywallers near me, so I go on Google and I type in drywall repair near me, right? What I do is that your business is going to pop up on the first page, right? What the client is going to do, they're going to take a look. They're going to see which one of the companies that they're going to want to go for. What I'm going to do is I'm going to click on it. I'm going to say, okay, this is the company I want to call. I call you. Hopefully you can obviously fill that position, right? So, like, just – are you still out of – Where is that at? I think it's out of New York, right? You guys still in New York?
Yeah.
Belmore?
Yep.
So we cover a 50-mile radius in Belmore, right? So anybody that's typing in that search term within a 50-mile radius from Belmore, your business is the one that pops up. So I just did that right now. I'll give you an example as to why this is a little bit different, because right off the rip, day one, it only takes us 30 to 45 days to get you listed on the first page of Google. But once you're there, there was 1,600 searches just in the last 30 days in your area for somebody looking for a drywall repair, right? So, like, once we get you listed on there, like, we're going to get you in front of the 1,600 people that are there. Once you're there, then we're not going to say that you're going to get all 1,600, right? That's the power of having them choose the right company. And then that's good for you because they already did their research. They already found that you're the company that they want to work with. When they call you, they're calling you specifically because they want drywall repair being done. You know, they're not calling you because they want their lawnmower cut or something like that, right? And then you start getting calls instead of like chasing somebody down, instead of finding a lead and then calling the lead. I don't know if you ever use like Angie's or Home Advisors or anything like that. It's like a pay-by-lead service. It typically doesn't work out too well just because they sell it to like you and like seven other people. With our company, once we work with you, we don't work with anybody else. That's it. We don't work with your competitors, no one. We don't have to. We don't need to. And our prices is pretty straightforward. I'll tell you what else is involved in it, and you just let me know if this is something that you even want. But when it comes to the pricing, it's no contract. You can cancel at any time, and there's no penalty for canceling either. We know a lot of people are like, oh, we're going to wait until the next year. We're going to wait until the next year. You know, January 1st is coming. It's right around the corner. We've been incentivizing people to do it now rather than later. So we have reduced pricings going on today. So right now, it's only $249 a month. So it's $249 month to month, no contract. There's normally a $99 setup fee. We're waiving the setup fee as well. What you're getting out of that is that you're getting us to list you on the first page of Google. You get to choose 15 keywords, right? So like you mentioned one job, drywall, okay? Maybe you do plumbing as well. You know, maybe you do bathroom repair. You know, maybe you do, you know, general construction, right? Those are all considered keywords. For those 15 jobs that you want, we'll list you on the first page of Google for. We'll build a website for you as well, professionally done. We'll build it from the ground up. We do all the marketing for it. All the management for it, that's all included. And I don't know if you've gotten around to setting up a like a Facebook business page. I don't know if your assistant handles that or did that. But we'll also do marketing directly on your business Facebook page as well. So like whenever somebody's scrolling on Facebook, you know, if they're going to start seeing your advertisements pop up, so that way they'll be able to also choose your company. So those are three things that we do, and it's only $249.
All right, and you said that there's no contract involved.
Zero, no. We've been around for 19 years. We hear stuff all the time from clients, and they're like, oh, "I'm locked into a contract. They made me sign 6 months. If I cancel, it's like $2,000 that I'm going to have to pay, and they're not going to do this." We do not do that. We make sure that you hold our feet to the fire every single month. So let's give an example, right? So let's say like 4 months down the line, that Google business profile that we've created for you and all that work we've done to get you listed on the first page, that stays with you. Like we don't delete it. We don't get rid of it. Like it's your work, right? Now I'm not going to say you're going to stay on the first page, right? Cause that's what we were doing. You'll start losing rankings, but it's yours. And if your assistant wants to take over at that point, she could do that. But like we do a full-fledged service for you. Same thing for the website. If you ever leave us, we'll give you an option where you can pay us like, I think it's like $50 a month or something like that. We'll handle all of your marketing for your website. We'll still keep your website up and running. But let's say you want nothing to do with us, right? And you're like, yeah, I don't want you. I want to get rid of the website, the whole nine yards. Well, all you have to do at that point is you could choose another company. If they want to rebuild you a website, they could take a look at your website that you have with us, and they can mimic it. They can copy it. They can copy, like, the HTML file, whatever they want to do. You know, I'm sure they'll figure that portion of it out. But, like, we make sure that even if you do leave us, like, you still have plenty of options. Because marketing it shouldn't be complicated, right? You shouldn't have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. This isn't, you know, 2001. Like we've been doing this for so long now that it's no longer guesswork, right? And we want to make sure that we can prove that to you. So we even have like, we'll get you hooked up with a dashboard and it shows you everything that we're doing. So it shows you all the people that are looking at your website, all the people looking at your Google Business Profile, how many people are clicking on it, where they're clicking on it from. Like, you have full access to all this. So that way, let's say 2 months go by and you're like, hey, I'm paying you guys $249 a month. I'm not getting any calls. And you look at your portal and you're like, hey, nobody's visited my website. Nobody's visited this. Nobody's visited that. What's going on, right? Hey, you guys are not really doing what you're supposed to do. Okay, well, then you could just leave. There's no penalty for canceling either, you know? So, yeah.
Based off what you said right now with, like, you know, I need, you know, I understand it's no contract, but I want there to be a contract with that stuff being stated.
Oh, so there's a difference between us locking you into a contract and then you getting, like, your terms and conditions. You're going to get your terms and conditions that literally states all of this. You're going to get an email basically going over the agreement. Like, we do agreements, okay? It's no contract. So the agreement is, hey, these are all the things that we're doing for you. Here you go. Done. The agreement is basically, we're going to do this stuff. You're going to pay us, right? That's as simple as that. And then at any point, then you could just leave.
All right. And then, you know, I got a question for you now. So if, let's say, I do want to do this, you know, you know, can you show me proof that this is efficient for me? This way I'm not wasting, you know, more time and, you know, more money like I've done over the years. You know, how can you prove to me that this is efficient for me?
You know, that's a great question, right? So when it comes to proof, I mean, what I can do for you is I can send you a text message, right, that has basically the way that our websites look. So you can look at, like, examples of websites that we've done before. When it comes to proof, the thing is about with Google is that Google does not want us to tell you, like, guarantees, right? Google doesn't want us to say, hey, you're going to be guaranteed 7,000 calls this month, because every single company is different, right? The factors are, whenever we set something up for you, it is going to be based off of you doing a good job, right? So if we're bringing you all this work and you're doing a really bad job and you guys aren't doing what you're supposed to be doing for your clients, well, then they're going to leave you bad reviews. Bad reviews then kind of hurt your rankings, so on and so forth, right? But obviously we trust that we don't have any information on the company that you just created. Normally what we do is that we look at companies that have good reputation, but we're going to assume, right, that you are going to do a good job. The way that you can check to see if this is going to make sense, and the way that I check, is I look at certain things that people are looking for in your area to see if people are searching for it, right? So an example is, you mentioned drywall. I can look up another term here for you if you wanted to, like something that you like to do or something that you guys can pretty much do on a regular basis. I can check that for you as well. But if the numbers are, if you guys do drywall and I search in your area within a 50-mile radius for drywall repair and there's like 30 people that searched it in the last 30 days, I'm going to let you know it's probably not going to make sense. It would be silly for me to sign you up. If I sign you up, there's only 30 people total in that large area that was even looking for it. How many calls do you think you're going to get? Probably none, right? If you don't get any calls, well, then you're going to say you guys are the worst, right? But just in the last 30 days, just for drywall, there was 1,600 searches that was done. That's a good sign, right? What else do you guys?
That's a 50-mile radius, though, right?
That's a 50-mile radius. Yeah. Do you want to do higher or smaller?
To be realistic, 50-mile radius. That's a lot. That's big.
Okay. You want me to cut it down? How long? What are you guys typically traveling? Like, what's your service area?
I mean, I do mostly Nassau County. I mean, I don't think you're really familiar with the area, but, you know, I at least, you know, cut it down at least to half.
So you're looking at about 25.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And where I live, 25 miles, that's good.
Perfect. Well, we can do that exactly, right? So you can stretch your legs to 50 if you ever wanted to. 25 is actually perfect. It's when it gets further out where it gets a lot more expensive. The quote that I gave you before, it's not going to make sense. But 25, absolutely. So what else do you guys typically do? Drywall is one of them. Like, what's another thing you want me to search for you?
I mean, yeah, the two basic ones, you know, is drywall painting, you know, framing. you know, kitchens, bathrooms, vinyl flooring, tiling.
So like kitchen like remodeling or?
I am a GC, so the first thing you put is a general contractor.
Perfect.
And
yep, exactly.
But, you know, if you want to put like specifics, you know.
Well, that's what we do, right? So, like, if we do general contracting, we can do that. Would be one of your search terms that will cover everything, right? Basically, your broad range of things that you're looking for. But what we also want to do is that, like, I'm not very smart when it comes to like building houses or fixing anything in my house. I honestly wouldn't even type in general contracting. Just me personally, I would type in, you know, ceiling, a roofer, right? A bathroom, a kitchen remodeling, like whatever specifically I want. That's what I would do, right? So we'll do the general contracting, but then also hyper focus on like those specific jobs to capture all the other people. But like general contracting within your area, I mean, within that 25-mile radius, I mean, you're still looking at 1,375 people in the last 30 days within a 25 to 30-mile radius that is covering those search terms in the last 30 days. So even if we just did general contracting, just that one term, you're looking at about 1,100 to 1,200 people that you're going to be sitting in front of, right? So like, these are all still really good numbers. If you go further, the number gets a little bit bigger. But kitchen remodeling, another one was about, looks like it was 1,064. So about 1,000, I would say, people in the last 30 days was looking for some type of kitchen remodeling or at least searching it within that 25-mile radius. So, I mean, you've got a pretty good book of business in your backyard. And when you combine the three things, when you combine Google, when you combine the website, and when you combine the Facebook marketing as well, I mean, you are generally going to experience marketing a little bit different than probably what you're used to. I mean, we have clients that have been with us for like 3 or 4 years. We have clients that have used us before. And by use, I mean like they'll hire us to do like 3 months of work, do a ton of work for them, and then say, okay, sorry. They train like their assistant to go do it, and they just take over basically all the stuff that we do. And hey, if that's, yeah, I mean, if it, you got two types of business owners, right? You got a business owner that says, absolutely not. I want you guys to do everything for me. I don't want to worry about it. I just want my phone to ring. I just want to go do work. We say no problem, right? We get some business owners that say, oh no, I got plenty of time. Yeah, I love it. I love computers. Love learning about this. Love learning about that. And I tell them like, okay, well, see what we do. Take a look at the advertisement that we're doing on your Facebook. Take a look at your Google business profile, the way that it's set up, how you guys are ranking on the first page, right? After a couple of months, if you want to train, if you want to learn about that stuff, like we won't teach you, but if you can see what we're doing and you can mimic that and hire somebody or have your assistant take over what we're doing, you've already got yourself pretty far ahead and your foot in the door with the marketing scene. And then boom, there you go. Now that they can take over from there, you're good to go. Not saying you have to, not saying that a lot of people do that, but there are business owners that want to learn that stuff. And sure. Yeah, absolutely. We have a pause feature too. Like you can, like let's say 4 months down the road, you want to just pause the listing as well. Like let's say you're getting too much work and you're like, hey guys, like, you know, kind of got to slow down a little bit. We say no problem. We hit pause on it. We will not charge you for, you know, X amount of months. And then whenever you're ready to pick it back up, you just call us and say, hey, I want my marketing back. We hit play and we start doing your marketing for you, I guess.
All right. Yeah. I mean, listen, everything you said sounds good. Everything you said kind of sounds generic too, no offense, because like I said, you know, sure. I've done this phone call so many times before, you know, and this is just me being truthful with you, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, you know, I appreciate the call, right? I mean, and regarding the prices to, you know, make sure I'm not mistaken, you said $250 a month, and that's obviously not tax, right?
So it's actually $249, and it's $249 exactly. Let's say we signed you up today, the 28th of every single month would be $249 for the rest of your life. It doesn't go up, doesn't go down, no tax, none of that.
All right, and then there's no hidden fees?
No. There's no hidden fees or anything like that. The only time that we'll charge you more is if you want it, like on your website, you want it like some super like technical thing to happen on there. You want it to be like really robust and it might have to pay for a plugin or something like that, which is a couple of bucks. And if you want it to go further out distance wise, that would be the only time that we would change the pricing on you, just because you're getting more of a service area. And I think that's about it, but we never just change it. We never just say, 8 months down the road, like, oh, hey, you're getting a lot of work, man. We're going to have to charge you $500. That doesn't happen. All it's right, always going to be $249.
And then you said if I want to bring the distance out for work, you're going to charge me more. But now that I cut the distance by half, how come the price stays the same?
So the price stays the same because there's a average between 10 to 50 miles that covers our pricing. Our pricing is typically $499 to $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. On normal days, what we're able to do, if we're calling somebody and it's a cold call, we're typically going to help them out pricing-wise. We'll drop it down $99 for the setup fee, and then we'll typically drop it down to like $399 or $299 for the monthly pricing. But to cover a 10 to 50-mile radius, we're just doing $249 a month, flat, done, and then we're also removing the setup fee today as well.
All right. I mean, listen, everything sounds pretty, good. I'm not going to lie. It sounds pretty good, And then, $249 a month, no setup fee, website made, Google page. And then,
Yep. That's all of it.
So what's your company name called again?
Here, let me send you a text message. I'll give you my name. I'll give you my company name, and then I'll give you our website. So that way you can even browse around, the website while I have you on the phone, but it's Local Splash, local as in like local in the area, and it's Splash like a splash of water. Let me send that to you. Hang on 1 second. All right.
Local Splash. You guys are located in California.
Yeah, we're in Fountain Valley, California. We're actually like, there's no correlation, but I think we're 15 minutes away from one of the Google buildings over there in California. All right, let me get this text message together here. Send. All right, just sent it to you. So let me know as soon as you get it.
Yes, sir. Yep, I just got it here. Yep.
You did. Okay. So let me show you why this is going to work better than most companies that you've probably even dealt with. When it comes to marketing, just to be frank, you do not need a degree. You don't need no license for it. You don't even have to know how to do marketing. If you can convince somebody to do it and they'll pay you, you can just get a laptop with an internet and you can do it. But there is a big difference between somebody doing that and then an actual legitimate Google channel partner. So if you click on the link that I sent you, it's going to take you directly to our website. When that pulls up, all I want to do is I just want to show you our Google Ads Partner badge, and then we'll take it from there. So if you want to open up that link that I sent you, you can put me on speakerphone
if you want. I'm on it right now. Yeah. I'm looking at the Google Ads Partner right now.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So just click on that. You'll notice that it takes you out of our website, no longer ours. It takes you directly to google.com/partner/agency. And if you look, you'll see Local Splash has met all the requirements, right? So this is why this does work. We've been partners with them for the last 19 years. We just hit our birthday last week for 19 years. And this is why it's no longer a guessing game, right? We know what to do. We know how to market your business. We know how to bring you more business. We wouldn't have this badge if 90% of the people that we have hired on stay with us, right? If we're just telling you, hey, here's all these great things we can do, and you're like, you guys are terrible, and you cancel, well, everyone's going to feel the same way. They're all going to cancel. We're going to lose this badge. There goes our business, right? So this is something that we have to keep. So there's certain things we have to do for you in order for this to be successful.
All right. Mm-hmm. I mean,
So what do you say? Do you wanna give us a shot? That way I can close out that listing here in your area. It'll be yours since I called you. And then I'll walk through a couple things here to make sure your Google business profile. I don't even know what your new company name is, so I would have to just get all that. And then get you all set up. What do you say?
Yeah. So if I was to do this, you said it takes, it takes a month or so to actually have things rolling.
Here's the exact timeline. Okay. So let's say we sign you up today. What happens is that if you're free today, or tomorrow, I'm going to schedule you a time. It's like an interview with our team. It takes 30 to 45 minutes. That phone call is to get all the nuts and bolts, right? It's to get your Google, everything set up with your Google. It's going to get everything set up for your website and then everything set up for your Facebook page, okay? On day 5 to day 7, we're going to hook you up with a reporting dashboard, the one that I was explaining to you earlier, and then we're going to get you submitted to 5 different directories, okay? So we don't just do Google. We actually do Google, we do Bing, we do Yelp, we do Facebook, and we do Apple, okay? So all that's going to be done within 5 to 7 days. And then on day 7 to 14, we will already have your website built, and we're already running Facebook advertisements as well. On day 30 to day 45, that's the maximum amount of time. By that time, Google has already approved your business. They're going to send you a PIN verification in the mail to verify your business is legitimate. Once all of that is approved and we can start doing your marketing, we'll get you listed on the first page to fill that spot within that 30 to 45 days, okay? So, like, the first 30 days, yes, I will be honest, it's a little bit rough when it comes to the calls. You will receive calls. You will get calls off of the Facebook and off of your website, and then depending on how soon we can get you on the first page, you'll get some calls off of Google as well. But the real calls are going to come in month 2, 3, 4, and 5, right? Because the first 30 days is like that setup phase, but we still get you calls within that 30 days.
But yeah, so that full first month, so basically that first month, to be realistic, you know, man to man, you know, because we're talking business here, the first month is just a setup month, right? Is that, you know, I'm not going to really expect any calls the first month.
Correct. Not saying you won't, but yes, exactly.
All right. And that first month, I obviously, you know, I'm still paying for it either way.
Well, yeah, so because you're paying for the service. You're paying for us to set up your Google business profile, to get you approved by Google, to set up the website, and also to set up the Facebook. So that's a service more so to set everything up. Once everything is set up, yeah, then you get the ball rolling. So have you, do you guys have like work and some jobs to hold you over for the next like 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, that's not an issue. You know, yeah,
okay.
I mean, this is a slow time of the year with the holidays, but,
sure.
You know, should be pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's the only thing that we recommend. We get clients that are like, hey, I need calls tomorrow. And I tell them straight up to their face. I'm like, hey, look, if Google's not for the dying business, if you guys need a call tomorrow to like pay mortgage or something like that because you need a job, like we're not the right company for you. Just because it takes that 30 to 45 days. Now it could be sooner, but you know, most people are like, oh, I'm booked out for another month or two. I'm like, perfect. That's what you want. You want to have that work so we can get that ball rolling and then boom, you're off to the races.
All right. So I got your phone number. This phone number now, is this your office or cell?
So this is our office number. I'm going to give you our direct office number because what happens is that we have a team that basically calls out, right? So I'm calling you personally just because this morning I came in and there was a position available in your area, all right? Once there's a position available, my job is basically to take a look at the list. So you're not the only company that I'm going to call today. So like as soon as I hang up with you, I'm going to move down the list in Belmore. Once we sign somebody up with this, it's closed. We can't work with anybody else. So just keep that in mind. But that's the phone number I'm calling you from is from there. But I can send you our actual company phone number and then my extension on there as well. So that way you can call me.
Yeah, that would be great because, so let's say we do go ahead and do this. You know, I prefer, you know, to speak to you, obviously, in the future, you know, if you have any questions or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, once we sign you up too, like I'm not going anywhere. I've been doing this. I've been with this company for 5 years. I've been in the industry for 10. So, you know, I'm not going anywhere. So like even after we sign you up, if you ever want to email me, call me or talk to me about your marketing, that's perfectly fine too. When do you feel, let me send this to you now. Hang on 1 second. Okay, backspace on that. All right, send. All right, just sent it to you right now.
Yep, I just got it. Yeah, Zoe, Local Express.
I think I sent you my name there again.
Expense 258, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so So what are you thinking? Are you gonna schedule a call back up? Just because if I move through the list, sounds like obviously there's something you want to do, and I'm happy to obviously set this up. What might be holding you back from doing it now?
Honestly, I'm gonna listen. You know what? A new year is starting. It's good to start something new. I'm just gonna say fuck it. Excuse my language. I'm just gonna say screw it, and then let's just give this a go, and hopefully everything goes good. Because like I said, I've done this so many times, man. Joey, I've done this so many times, man. I wasted a lot of money, like I told you 20 minutes ago. I wasted a lot of money, a lot of time. But hopefully you're the guy, you're the company where I stay with. And this way we keep good relationships, good intentions and stuff like that. This way we keep things rolling and, keep everything efficient,
Yeah, I'll tell you something personal. So I've been in the industry for 10 years, this company for 5, and I've done marketing for a long time, and I have left multiple companies specifically for what you just said. Like I'm great at being able to convey a company's products and their vision, and I can do that. But if I'm doing that and you sign up, and like a month or two goes by and like it's just disastrous and you're not getting any work and we're just taking money and we're locking you in, and I do not like that at all. So I leave, right? And I've been with this company specifically because we are a legitimate Google channel partner. We do back up what we say. We do have a white glove service. Obviously we're all human. We all make mistakes. I'm not saying that we're going to be 100% perfect. No one on the planet is. But what I am saying is that with Local Slash, it is a service that's a little bit different. So I'm happy to do this for you. And obviously get you set up, and we'll take it from there for sure.
All right. Yes. Sounds good.
All right. So let's do this. So I have your first name. Is it Zaid?
Yeah. That's correct. Yep.
Okay. And then can you spell your last name for me?
Yeah. Kayla. K-A-I-L-E-H.
Okay, perfect. And this might have changed, but the email we had was vnkconstructionny@gmail. I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's a new email now, yep.
Yeah, good.
The new email, it's Long Islands with an S, finestconstruction@gmail.com.
Hopefully I spelled that right. So let's see, gmail.com. And Long Island Finest Construction.
Yeah, Long Islands with an S at the end. Islands.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Long Island's Finest Construction @gmail.com.
Yep, got it. Yeah, it was coming up incorrect before, but I was missing the S, so that's perfect. Right. Got it up now. All right, the phone number is the same, 516-557-5324.
Yep.
Okay. And again, congratulations on the new business. What did you name it? I'm assuming it's Long Island's Finest Construction.
Yeah, Long Island's Finest Construction. Yeah.
Construction. Okay. Finest with an S. All right. And what is your business address?
Business address is 11 Bell Court. B-E-L-L Court, and Belmore.
Okay.
Belmore, B-E-L-L-M-O-R-E.
Okay. 11710?
Yes.
Okay. And you currently don't have a website right now, right?
Right now, no. With the new business, no.
With the new business, no. Yes, exactly. Yeah, so that's perfect. So you don't have do you know what a domain name is? You don't have like a domain name or anything like that for it either?
Oh, yeah, no, nothing like that yet. No.
Okay, we'll do that for you. So it's included in the plan.
I mean, I'm hoping the domain is I have it right here. I'm hoping that the domain is www.longislandfinanceconstruction.com. Hopefully that's not taken.
I was going to say the longer ones are typically safer. The shorter ones are the ones that are pretty much all taken at this point.
That one's probably
available. We'll check it. Obviously, if it's available, we'll get it for you for sure.
Yeah.
If it's not, then we'll just have to try to choose a different name. But all right. And is it just you on this account? Do you want to add your assistant on here too?
No, just me is all right.
issues. All right. Okay. All right. Why is this not updating here? Belcour.
Sorry, I might have to get your last name one more time just because I updated it and it's still coming up with your old business company name. I might have to create a new
one. Last name. You ready?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, K-A-I-L-E-H.
Okay, yeah, got it. So, update it again. All right. And then let me update your email address again. All right.
And I'm sorry, you said that you did want your assistant on there?
No, assistant, no.
Assistant, no? Okay, got it. Okay, no problem. So let's duplicate this. Go here. Okay. Now, what are, like we were talking about before, what jobs do you want us to market your business for?
Oh, like we were talking about before, right?
Like we were talking about before. Yeah, I'm going to write it down so our team knows, but I want to make sure I got it all down now.
All right, yeah, so obviously general contracting, but to be specific, we'll do, drywall work, painting, flooring, all types of flooring, tiling, kitchens, bathrooms. I know that was a lot, so but as you write that down, I'll say some more.
Okay, I just got to bathroom, so go ahead.
Yeah, so I don't want to start and skip out on anything. So, yeah, drywall, painting, all types of flooring.
Yep.
With that being, vinyl, laminate, et cetera.
Yep. Tiling. All flooring.
Yep.
I got tiling, kitchens, bathrooms.
Yep. Framing.
Framing. Mm-hmm.
Carpentry work.
Mm-hmm.
As well as, some electrical work as well. Let me just think of my, I want to just name my basic, my bread and butter work.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yep. Can I put residential and commercial, or you can't really put that filter for this?
I forgot to mention. So we can market you for either or. So we can market you for residential. We can market you for commercial. So if you want us to do both, we can do that too.
Yeah, both can't hurt. Yeah, that would be cool.
Okay, and are you licensed to do like commercial work and all that?
I'm not for commercial. No, I'm insured, fully insured.
Okay, so are you licensed and insured, or are you just insured?
Fully insured, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, that's good. All right. Yeah, because Google's been cracking down, man. On that first page of Google, they try to have nobody on there that's not like a, not saying people aren't legitimate, but ever since COVID, there was a lot of like illegitimate companies listing themselves on the first page and doing some weird stuff and scammy stuff with people. And they, now Google's like, to approve you, you got to be either licensed or insured or have like a picture of like your work truck or your work tools or something like that. You know what I mean?
I definitely get it. And believe me, this is it's a definitely legit company. This is how I, pay my bills and stuff like that. So like,
absolutely.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Nope. That's perfect. I mean, we'll work with you, but yeah, just obviously have to throw that out there. But all right, none right now. Okay.
Yeah,
think of anything else?
Yeah. Then you can just put like interior remodeling, demo, new construction, new renovations, stuff like that. Just very under a very generic category that people like to look up and stuff like that. If you agree.
I do, yes. So just to give you another tidbit here as to what we're doing. So my job is I'll write all this stuff down. We're going to schedule that time so you can meet with our team. They're going to go over all this again with you. What they do is, like right now you said interior and exterior, like remodeling, right? If we look at the numbers and we say, okay, there's only 20 people that searched that term, but if we did interior designer near me and there was 1,500 people, we're going to choose that one. You know what I mean? So we'll get the generics now, and then they'll do the getting the bigger bulk of the actual.
Like the touch-ups part and stuff like
exactly.
that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Agree,
yep,
yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Okay. All right, so you're not verified on there. Okay, we got to get you verified on Google. So not licensed, but you are insured though, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and did you have a Facebook page, like a business Facebook page?
Yeah, I do actually. I'm kind of new to Facebook. My main social media page, if you want to know, is Instagram. But I do have a Facebook page. Yeah, I can. It's just my company name, Long Island Sinus Construction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I did find it. Yeah, Belmore, New York. Okay, perfect. So we don't have to create one. So let me grab this one. Oh, is this you? Picture of you?
Yeah, that's me. Yes, sir.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, great picture, man. And I love the is this your logo too in the back? Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Some of your work. Oh, nice. Oh, this is great. Okay, here, let me copy this. So let me send this to the team because that way we don't have to create one. And we find it better that it's for Facebook, it's actually better for you guys when it comes to like construction workers, just because we get better return. Instagram, you can probably get some business there, through it. Not saying you can't, but that's more for like salons or more like picture extensions.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
You know what I mean?
I'm just more familiar with using Instagram more. That's just why. I'm just more familiar with it. That's why. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nope, that's fine, and you can do that. We'll just be focusing, obviously, on the Facebook and Okay. And when you go to somebody's house, how do you collect payment off of them? Do you do cash, check? Do you do credit, debit?
I mean,
do you like Venmo?
So usually with deposits are mostly through Zelle, like direct payment to my bank.
Yep.
You know, business bank account. But then, you know, mostly Zelle, you know, sometimes cash, but usually check and Zelle. Yeah, so usually got check, cash business. But I sell everything, obviously, which I have to. I don't have a choice. But
Okay, so you do Zelle, you do cash, you do check. What else?
That's all. And
that's it. Okay.
Once in a blue moon, Venmo. But at those three first ones are usually my top ones. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So that's what we'll market, because we will market your business as that. So we'll show people like, hey, just so you know, this guy accepts these things, right? Zelle is just becoming pretty popular, actually.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You do 25 miles. All right. Perfect. Okay, cool. Now, when it comes to the payment, you're right at that cutoff. We'll charge you today. It is a tax write-off as well. So if you have like a quote-unquote business card that you use, we recommend using that to keep everything, you know, obviously in order.
Yeah, my business card, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So is the address the same, the 11 Belcourt, Belmore, New York, 11710?
On the card, yeah.
Yes, on the card, yep. Okay, perfect. And then is it a Master, debit, or a Visa?
It's a Visa.
Visa, okay, perfect. So whenever you're ready, we'll do the card number, expiration, and three digits on the back. I have to read you off a voice verification, and then once we read you off the voice verification, which basically just outlines everything we just talked about, I'll then be able to, and then I'll charge you the $249 then, okay?
Yeah, so now before I give you the information, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, once everything is settled, you're going to be sending me over terms. You're going to be emailing me, all everything being confirmed, you know, terms and conditions, like all the whole nine, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm staying on the phone with you. So even after I charge you, there's a couple things we have to do. There's terms and conditions that get sent to you via text message. I'll have you open that up and then read through it, and then you can sign it. And then all the way to your email is basically going to be a recap of everything we did. You're going to get your receipt. You're going to get the whole nine yards. So I stay on the phone with you. I'm not going anywhere. I make sure you got everything set up, and then we have to schedule a time to meet with our team. So.
All right. Yeah, whenever you're ready, I got the card here.
I'm ready now. Yeah.
All right, so it's 4135-7445.
Mm-hmm.
1250.
Mm-hmm.
3643.
All right. Okay, and expiration?
Expiration is 0428.
April.
And the code is 205.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to read you off. You get to choose a security question. I'll explain to you what that is as well in a minute. But it's for our company alone. It's three questions. You get to choose one, okay? So you get to choose mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one you want?
You can do first pet name.
First pet name, okay. And what's the answer for that?
Bruno.
Bruno. Was it a Rottweiler?
No, German Shepherd.
German Shepherd, okay. I don't know. Every time I think of Bruno, for some reason I think of a German or a Rottweiler. But okay, big dog though. German Shepherd. You still got him or?
Yeah, he's getting old now, but.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. And I have a little Yorkie. So he's like 30 pounds. He's like this big old small dog. So it's terrible.
Yeah, 30 pounds. Yeah. My 30 pounds. My dog's like 105. Yeah. Big difference.
Yeah. It's a ginormous difference. Yeah. For sure. All right. Let me go ahead and read you off this voice verification. Again, I apologize. It's kind of redundant, but it is basically just to outline everything that we spoke about. It's going to lock you in at that 249 rate, that discount that I'm giving you as well. So that stays with you forever. So at any point, as I'm going through this, if you have any questions or concerns, just stop and let me know. I'll rephrase it or maybe explain it to you again then. Okay.
All right.
All right. So welcome to Local/'s voice verification. It's called Will Be Recorded for Quality Assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/, and it's an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Long Island's Finest Construction.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Yes, my name is Zaid Kayla. I'm the president of the company.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, you're going to get some increased visibility, okay, because we're going to get you listed on the first page. Most of the time, that's going to come with, obviously, the calls you're going to get for your business, but sometimes you are going to get some marketing calls claiming that they're us. So I gave you that security question. You'll know you're talking to Local/ because we'll obviously tell you, but then we'll also confirm you are who you are by making sure that you have the security question as well then, okay?
All right.
I'm going to send you – actually, I already did. So I already sent you our phone number. I sent you my extension. That phone number, that 877 – I'm going to want you to save that as Local/, okay? Because when we call you, we're going to call you directly from that number. And I want to make sure it pops up as Local/. Never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. So if we're calling you, it's typically just to confirm something on the account or to push the needle forward, because the faster that you respond when it comes, you don't have to call us right away. Like, you know, if we leave you a voicemail, call us whenever you can. But basically, you're also going to help us speed this up, right? So we say 30 to 45 days, but we can do it quicker if we get some of this stuff taken care of then, okay?
All right.
All right. And your payment and the initial term and the account setup, that's going to be charged today, 12/28/23. And the amount of, yeah, every month, it's going to be only $249 flat. That's it. Your second one will be completed the 28th of next month and the 28th every single month after that. Makes things easy for you in the amount of only $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting and calling client support. It's the same phone number. I'll also give you my email address as well, or you can call me directly. Whatever you want to do, not going anywhere, just let me know. And then to prevent your charges for next month's service, all you have to do is contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing cycle, and then we can take care of that for you then, okay?
All right.
All right. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process this now. We're going to stay on the line here. I'm going to make sure that you get it through your email, and then you'll also get a text message as well with the terms and conditions. All you have to do is scroll all the way down to the bottom, read through it, and then scroll down to the bottom and then sign your name. It's going to take you to a login screen. We're going to stop at the login screen. So let's give it like 30 seconds while we're waiting. Do you want to meet the team today? I can see what time they have available today.
I mean, since we're waiting, if you want to check the time they got, and if it doesn't work out today, we can always schedule another time, you know?
All right. We got 11. All right, so we got 2 p.m. available, 4 p.m. available, and 5 and 6 p.m. available today.
Let me just double check my calendar before I give you.
Yep, that's fine. Go ahead. Let me know when you want me to repeat it.
2, 4, 5, and 6.
Yep, 2, 4, 5, and 6.
And you said it takes about 30 minutes?
Depending on how many questions, anywhere between 30 to 45 minutes, yeah.
All right. Let's, let's just do 4 o'clock today then.
4 o'clock today. I gotcha. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and get you scheduled in here 4 o'clock. You're also going to get another email as well. So give me a second.
And they're going to be calling me at 4 o'clock, correct?
They're going to call you from that phone, that 877 number that I sent you.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Local slash.
And how many people are on this phone call? Just one or is it a couple people?
No, just you. Just you and one of the account managers. That's all.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. Let me put them on his call. Interview. Okay, so I got you. All right, did you get the email and the text message yet?
I got the text message, but email, I did not get an email, but I did get a text message over here.
You got a text message. Okay, so a text message that I have the terms and conditions on there as well. So if you go on to... Oh, wait, does it say?
Oh, yeah, I'm on it now. I clicked the link.
You did? Okay. I think it said, I think I'm going to have your email address wrong. That's why. Let me check.
So now Facebook ads are $100 every month.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like 75, 200. So that 249 that we use for your Google, we just take some of that and then put it towards your Facebook marketing.
All right.
You say your email was Long Island Finest Construction, right?
Yeah, but with an S. Some people always forget to leave out the S. They always forget it, so they always make sure they put the S after islands. Long Island's Finest Construction at gmail.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's why you're not getting the email. I put the S on finest. I put Long Island Finest. Wow, what a fail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm
after the islands. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's why. Sorry about that. Yeah, let me save that. You're gonna get the emails now.
I mean, it doesn't matter where I complete the form, right?
No. Yeah, you could do that right there in your text. So if you open up your text, you'll see it says "Welcome to Local Splash." There'll be a link that's there. If you click on the link, the terms and conditions are there. Read through them. Scroll down to the bottom. You can sign them, and then it'll take you to a login screen. And then you can just stop at the login screen.
All right.
Let me edit this. Let's go ahead and do this. Long Island's Finest Construction. Okay, here we go. Can I remove this? Yeah, I can. Save. Okay, just did it. So let me know if you got that.
All right.
Over here. All right. I'm going to set a reminder here for our team. And then after this, we are all set. Notes. Schedule.
So now with my Facebook page, right?
Submit. Yep, go ahead.
So since I have an existing one, how will you guys be using that existing page?
that's what this call is for. So Okay. Basically, yeah, so basically what they'll do is it's always going to be yours. We're not going to be the owners of it. We'll just be the administrators of it. So it just gives us administrative rights to go in there and be able to do the paid advertisements on there. It's always going to be owned by you.
Okay.
This is at 1 p.m. That was today.
Let me go ahead and check my email, see if I got anything.
Yeah.
I checked my inbox, I checked my spam. I'm still not really seeing anything. I mean, I do have everything on text, but that's... I mean,
no, yeah, yeah, no, let me...
I do
want to
see if the email works, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let me... yeah, it looks like it's currently in process. I'm going to send this out to be resent. Might take because there's three emails right now that's currently pending. I'm looking at them right now. And I just updated the email address and I'm trying to see if I can get this to send out. All right, so let's save that. Let's refresh this. Yeah, looks like it's just backed up in the queue. What I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to one of my tech guys. I'm going to have them resend this to you. So there's going to be three emails. Email one is going to say Local Splash initial invoice. So it's going to be your invoice. The second one is going to be, you know, quote unquote, you're welcome to Local Splash, yada, yada. And then the third one is going to be action needed. And then it's going to say pictures needed for Google verification. So when you meet the team today, they'll go over all that with you. And they'll explain to you exactly what you'll need in order to be verified off of Google as well. Then, okay?
All right.
All right. So I just reached out to them right now. I'm waiting for them to get back. I don't know how long it's going to do, but it might be another 5 or 10 minutes. Do you want me to call you back in about 5 or 10 minutes once I get everything resent out to you?
Yeah, but if you call me back, what are you basically calling me back for?
Honestly, it wouldn't be for any reason besides, hey, did you get the emails? You're gonna say yeah, and then if you had any questions. So if you want me just to
I don't mind that. Just to confirm, yeah.
Yeah, that's literally it. That was just to confirm, and then you have that call later on today. So.
All right, sounds good. And then I'm gonna go ahead and look at the form. I'll read it all, and if I have any questions, I'll ask me when you call me back.
Okay. Perfect. All right, cool. All right, do you have any other questions or concerns for me?
That'll be all right now.
Cool. All right. Well, hey, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm glad we got that worked out. You know, I'm really excited,
likewise.
Yeah, hearing what you said earlier, you know, it's definitely the reason that I do what I do now. So it's super exciting for us. We'll show you that white glove service. We'll get those emails sent out to you for sure. And then you'll be all set. And then you have all of my information. I already sent that to you. As a matter of fact, I'll send you my email too, because sometimes I'm on the phone literally doing this all day for different states. So I'm going to send you a text message with my email address. So that way, if you call me and I don't answer, I might be on the phone. Shoot me a quick email. I'm happy to answer a quick email question or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. I use email, you know, pretty often. So that'll work for me as well. Yeah.
Okay, so join me. All right, hang on 1 second. So, LittleSplash.com. All right. All right, just sent it to you. Just let me know if you
all
got
right.
That. It's another text. You got it? Okay. Just my email address. So, yeah, it's just quick.
All right. Sounds good, though.
Oh, cool. All right. Yeah, let me work on your email stuff. I'll get that all sent out to you once I get that confirmed, and then I'll give you a call back quick just to make sure you got it. You have any other questions, and then we're all set.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Well, hey, pleasure speaking with you today, and, yeah, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, sounds good, Joe. I appreciate it.
No problem. See ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.